Photographs taken over the course of 50 years are on view in Los Angeles. Three different photographers captured stunning and shocking and provocative images. And then a curator at the Museum of Contemporary Art found connections among the pictures. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg explains.
We snap a selfie with the tap of a finger. We're used to preserving smiling moments. The Mocha Show goes to darker places with the work of three major photographers. Brassai, a French-Hungarian who made his reputation revealing secret Paris nights between the wars. Diane Arbus, American, who said in the 60s, "I really believe there are things nobody would see if I didn't photograph them." And Nan Golden, another American, who stunned the 1980s with her series The Ballad of Sexual Dependency. All three picture takers are revolutionary, photographing with profound intimacy the undersides of life. In nighttime Paris, Brassai stalked the underworld, brothels, streetwalkers. But at Mocha, a happy night at an Afro-Caribbean club in Montmartre. Blacks and whites smoke together, sip Perrier or stronger stuff, dance.
They're having a great time. And then there's this one woman on the left-hand corner that I just find so striking.
Curator Lanka Tattersall.
She's wearing this white hat that's just off to the side, a kind of kerchief hat, and she's staring directly at the camera. And this is the thing that I find so remarkable in this image. It's taken in 1932. She's looking at Versailles, and she's very aware of her image being taken by this photographer.
It didn't happen that much in those days, people roaming around unannounced, taking your picture.
She's probably thinking, you know, this scene is being preserved. I think that's what makes this photograph absolutely contemporary, is an awareness of what it is to be photographed and to really think about having your image distributed across time and space.
30 years later, American photographer Diane Arbus inherited Brassai's vision. We were used to having our pictures taken by the 1960s, but Arbus's focus was new. In black and white, she documented people on the fringes, giants, bearded ladies, also
people with mental disabilities, people who may have been in institutions, people whose bodies or sexual identities didn't conform with the kind of mainstream narrative of what it was to be an American.
She was accused of voyeurism, going after what were then called freak shows. But the Mocha curator says Arbus forged relationships with her subjects. Lanka Tattersall sees empathy in these pictures.
To me, she's photographing these remarkable individuals who want to be photographed.
There's an amazing 1969 photo Arbus called Transvestite at her birthday party.
And it's just this, you know, person lying alone on a bed. She's got some balloons tacked up on the wall. It might just be a two-person birthday party. It might just be Arbus and this one woman. They're having a fabulous time.
Transgender people also intrigue photographer Nan Golden. 20 years after Arbus, Golden photographed them, and gays, lesbians. Hers are the most provocative pictures in the Mocha exhibit. She shows people having sex. Friends who let her photograph them having sex. Her camera is part of their scene. Are the pictures invasive?
I think they're voracious.
She's exploring relationships, what happens in love and when love goes very wrong. Her self-portrait, Nan, after being battered, 1984, shows the damage Golden's lover did to her. Dark bruises under her eyes, the left eye bloody in her swollen face. She looks right at us. The look is uncompromising. What do you see in that face? Is it anger, revenge?
I think there's a chilling way in which she's saying, this is what it looks like to be battered, but this is also what it looks like to take control of your own image.
Nan Golden was 31 years old in that photo. One battered eye was nearly blind, but, and, she's painted her lips carefully, a bright, bright red.
Even if that moment of abuse is one of victimization, there's a way in which she's saying, I am taking my own agency back in this image.
A lot of rough stuff in this exhibition at the Museum of Contemporary Art, Los Angeles. Images and ideas that linger long after you've left the building. They trace how great photographers have used their cameras to make us see, understand, or recoil in the course of half a century. In California, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.